Several of the nation's airlines released earnings reports this week that show the economic effect of September 11th. All the major carriers lost money last year, except Southwest, which managed a small profit. Analysts expect the coming year to be crucial. They predict a handful of airlines will rebound by summertime, but others will have a hard time surviving. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
For the airlines, September's attacks worsened an economic slump that had begun several months earlier. Last summer, most carriers experienced a sharp drop in ticket sales as business travel declined with the economy. Then, the turmoil after September 11th cost the airlines billions of dollars more as fearful passengers stayed home and planes took off half empty. In a conference call with analysts yesterday, U.S. Airways officials called the fourth quarter of 2001 the worst in the history of aviation, and company president Steve Wolff announced an annual loss of more than $1 billion.
As we all know, 2001 has certainly been an extraordinary year. It brought both tragically sad news and unwelcome business developments, all of which have had a profound effect on U.S. Airways' financial performance.
Several airlines this week announced record losses for both the fourth quarter and the just completed year. American's annual loss totaled $1.8 billion. Northwest's was $423 million, and Continental finished the year $95 million in the red. Delta and United also are expected to post big losses when they issue their financial reports later this month. University of Portland finance professor Richard Gritta says even with the bailout package Congress passed last year, the industry is in a financial crisis.
Between a third and 50% of these losses, roughly, are what were caused by September 11th, even though the industry was already in recession before that particular time. But these are pretty horrible losses, considering that 2 or 3 years ago they were making record profits.
Gritta says this year will be pivotal in determining which airlines survive. He says several are teetering on the brink of ruin, including America West, which was close to bankruptcy before it received federal loan guarantees last month. Analysts also are concerned about the health of U.S. Airways and United, which called off a merger last year. Ray Nidle of the banking firm ABN AMRO says both airlines will have a hard time returning to profitability.
They've got real labor problems. Their labor contracts are totally uneconomical, particularly in the case of U.S. Airways, which is smaller. The system just cannot generate enough revenue to cover their costs. In the case of United, which is bigger, they're in no immediate danger, but they have a lot of work ahead of them to get that airline turned around.
Analysts are more positive about other carriers. American and Delta, despite their big losses, are believed to have the resources to weather the industry crisis, while Continental and Northwest have issued relatively optimistic projections that they'll post profits by the middle of this year. And discount carrier Southwest is the only major airline that came through 2001 in the black, recording about $500 million in net income. Aviation consultant Dan Casper says Southwest is succeeding because of its unconventional business model.
You know, they're the low-cost provider, and they're a low-fare provider, and so they're always going to have a good market for that. It gets even better in a downturn, an economic downturn, because then people have less money or feel less secure, and so they're looking hard for bargains.
Casper says the industry as a whole is showing small signs of coming out of its slump. Passenger boardings, while still 14% lower than a year ago, have increased steadily since September. Planes now are taking off on average about two-thirds full. A number of analysts recently have upgraded airline stocks, reflecting their belief that the industry's stronger companies may be poised for a gradual recovery. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.